Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get into it. Obviously, we're going to talk NFL. There are a lot of great games over the weekend. And the Baltimore Ravens continue to hold on to that number one spot in the AFC, if only right now because they have a half game lead. They play one more game than the Chiefs. But still, at 9-3, they're the number one seed. They beat the LA Chargers 20-10. And you came away from that game with a big statement in your mind.
Chris, it's one thing when you look at people on paper, and we both liked the Ravens on paper this year, didn't we both?
Yeah, we both picked them to get to the Super Bowl.
We both picked them to get to the Super Bowl. Because on paper, you looked at that team and you said, man, finally, Lamar with the contract in his back pocket, Chris, not an issue anymore. He's healthy, not an issue anymore. Yep. They got receivers, not an issue anymore. We know about the defense and the playmakers, not an issue anymore. John Harbaugh has already won a Super Bowl. We got that, right? We got everything in place.
Yep.
And watching them again.
Did you go to the game?
No, I did not go to the game, but I did, you know, I did watch. And Chris, I'm convinced now more than ever, it's one thing about paper. But the Baltimore Ravens in real life are the real deal. And I feel way, way 10 times better about my pick that they will win the Super Bowl. I really, really believe that they're going to win the Super Bowl when I look at this team, especially because they can win in so many ways, Chris. And that, to me, is what you need sometimes as a team because everything doesn't always work, right? Sometimes you need a defense to make a stop and make a play. Sometimes you need somebody to rush and get the big first down and keep the clock moving. Sometimes you need somebody to throw a touchdown late in the game or you need a field goal or whatever it is. And they have it, including the coach, who I have confidence in.
Well, we know he can win.
He can win. That's what I mean, Chris. He can win. So it ain't a question mark. So when I look at all these things and I look at the Ravens now, and when I saw the stat last night, Chris, after the first half, in six of their games this year, not one, not two, not three, LeBron, but six.
Three, not four, not five.
But six, Chris, they have allowed 3 points or fewer in the first half. I mean, seriously, in this man's NFL where everybody's slinging a rock around?
Right.
That's incredible to me.
Well, look, I obviously believe in the Ravens as you do. You picked them to win the Super Bowl over the Dallas Cowboys. I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to beat Baltimore in the Super Bowl. So we both picked them to win the AFC. And I have no reason not to be confident in that. I think their defense is incredible. And people didn't expect that. People thought this might be a down year defensively for them, but they've had a lot of guys really step up and play better than people expected. And Rob, this is what I'd say about yesterday's game, because they weren't great offensively. They won 20-10, as I said, and the Chargers don't have a great defense. We all know that. But the Chargers, we all know, are a talented team. The Chargers yesterday were a desperate team. The Chargers have a very good quarterback, and they held them to 10 points. This is a Chargers team that scored 17 against the Chiefs, who have a great defense. 17 against the Cowboys, who have a very good defense. 38 against the Detroit Lions, who are a good team, a playoff team. And 27 against the Jets, who have a very good defense. And they only put up 10 in desperation mode against the Ravens. So I'm with you on the defense. Now, and I feel good about my pick.
Chris, can I say this before you take your next step?
Yeah.
We're just talking about, because you said you're good with me on the defense. The Ravens, all right, here we go. The Ravens have allowed an NFL best, Chris, 15.5 points per game. Their fewest through 12 games since 2006. This is how long ago it's been that they've been on this par. And we know that when they won that Super Bowl, we remember they had an unbelievable defense with Marvin Lewis. Remember, that's what
Ray Lewis.
No. Marvin Lewis was the D coordinator.
Oh, okay.
2001. I know Ray Lewis was on the team, but I'm right. Marvin Lewis, Chris. But I was saying, That springboarded him to being a head coach. You know what I mean? That defense. And that defense was incredible, and they won. But anyway, I just wanted to say that's where their defense is. It's incredible.
No, the defense has been playing terrifically. Offensively, again, yesterday wasn't a great day, but they've proven they can score. Rob, they had scored 30 or more points or more than 30 points in their previous five games. All right, so Lamar, he's not throwing for a ton of yards. And Lamar and Jalen Hurts are similar in that you're not going to be wowed by their passing stats.
No.
Mm-mm. All right, whether it's total touchdowns thrown for, yardage thrown for, and all that. And you have to look at them differently. They're going to run for some touchdowns. I think Lamar's run for 5. Jalen Hurts has run for 11. But they're going to, it's not always going to be what we think of, you know, back in the pocket throwing for 340 yards. It's not always going to look like that, but their effectiveness, and in this case, Lamar's effectiveness, I think outweighs his stats. You know, whether it's, he only threw for one touchdown, but he ran for 2, or he didn't throw for any touchdowns, but he ran for 2, he only rushed for 35 yards. But a lot of the success of their rushing game is because the defense has to account for him. And this year he hasn't had the dynamic long runs like we're used to seeing from him. But he's throwing the ball better than ever. And so I feel good about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Some of this weekend's action, Rob, harrowing for a couple of teams, or more than a couple of teams, but two of those being the Buffalo Bills, Rob, who lost, as we've been talking about, to the Philadelphia Eagles. Buffalo played well, but they've given themselves no room for error now because of some of their bad losses. And
they're in real
trouble. Their schedule, yeah, they can play well and lose, because they got the Chiefs next and then the Cowboys after that. And then a desperate Chargers team, Patriots, and Dolphins. So, Rob, three of their upcoming games, they could play well and lose, right? Chiefs, Cowboys, Dolphins. And so, they're in real trouble. They're 6-6, and now the 10th seed in the AFC, and, of course, only the top seven will make it to the playoffs. And then the aforementioned Chargers, they dropped the game, again, as we said earlier, 20-10 to the Baltimore Ravens. They fall to 4-7, and, Rob, I picked them to miss the playoffs, and, boy, they have to win out to even have a hope of making the playoffs.
I just don't see it.
I think they're clearly done. Their schedule not as bad as Buffalo's. They got New England. That should be a win. Broncos, that could go either way. I mean, Denver's playing well. They've won five straight. You might have to favor Denver in that one. Then the Raiders, a rivalry division game.
Right, you never
Buffalo,
know there.
Yep, Buffalo, Denver again. And then the Chiefs. So that's the last game of the season. We'll see if the Chiefs are playing, for anything. They might be, Rob, playing for that number one seed. So they might take that game seriously. So bottom line, seven losses already. At best, you're 10-10.
They have too much talent,
you're 9-8.
They have too much talent.
Well, and that's what we want to get to. Look, both of these coaches, and you and I think you were with me on McDermott as well. Not that they got to fire him, before this season. I definitely didn't think that. But when they gave him, Rob, that contract extension, through 2027.
You just thought it was like, premature, right?
Right, why? He was still under contract. Let him coach out this season and see how it goes. And it's gone horribly. All right, if you miss the playoffs, I mean, there are teams, Rob, that from year to year, you don't know what you're going to get, right? They you know, they're good, then they're bad. And Indianapolis, you know, maybe they'll be in the hunt, a team like that. But and then there are the teams that you automatically pencil in for the playoffs, whether you think they can win a Super Bowl or not. And Buffalo was one of those teams. So for them to miss the playoffs outright will just be as bad as it gets. And it might cost Sean McDermott his job. I think he's a good coach. I think he'll get a job elsewhere in the future and deserves one. But I think he, if they miss the playoffs, Rob, and even if they make it, we'll see how that goes. But I just don't think he's the coach to get them over the hump.
Yeah,
to the next level.
I honestly think, Chris, that he lost his job last night. I do.
With that decision not to, I mean, it was a lot going on, but one was the decision, 20 seconds left, and they, you know, they're in the fourth quarter and the game is tied, and they kneel it. They don't try to go for the yardage to get in field goal position, which, Rob, as we know and as they know as well as anybody, you can do now. In today's NFL, they
lost
they
in 13 seconds, Chris.
Right.
So why would you eat 20 seconds?
You got an explosive quarterback, explosive wide receivers. It was just an overly cautious decision that came back to bite. Who knows if it would have worked, give it a try.
Right. I'm just saying the loss there, like they needed that. And now that looks like it's going to be hard for them to make it. Obviously, Chris, if they somehow put it together and make the playoffs, I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs. They've had these kind of losses all year. There's something wrong, a miss. It just doesn't feel the same, and we talked about it. I told you I was out on them before the season started, didn't I? I told you.
I mean, you picked them to make the playoffs, but you thought.
But I was like.
Their Super Bowl window had closed.
Had closed because it just didn't feel right. They don't seem like the same team to me. I don't know. Was I overthinking what happened to them last year, you know, in the playoffs, the way that ended? You remember? I just thought it was like.
Well, they looked bad in last year's playoffs. I mean, they finished the season with 7 straight wins. Then barely beat Miami, who's playing Skylar Thompson at quarterback.
Who?
And then and then got manhandled in their own gym or their own arena, own field stadium by the Cincinnati Bengals. So here's what I want to ask you, Rob, because that job could be open, and then the Chargers. I mean, you and I have been on the Brandon Staley needs to go. Bandwagon for a long time.
We
may have started the bandwagon.
When you lose a 27-point lead, 27-0 lead in the playoffs, and you come back.
And that was, Rob, there had been plenty before that.
No, I know. That was the one we thought it should have been done. Remember, he blew a game against the Chiefs. Remember that? There were a number of games.
Blowing games left and right with his bad decisions. But anyway, they're 4-7, so he may be gone at the end of this season. Rob, of the two jobs, I want to know which one you think is best because both teams are talented. I'm going to say Buffalo. Like, if I was a head coach, I think I would want Buffalo. And we're taking out weather. Obviously, most people would prefer the weather of LA.
Obviously, you take LA over Buffalo, right?
Right. So, no offense, Buffalo. But for football reasons, Rob, I'm saying this. One, Justin Herbert's obviously very good. I like Josh Allen better. I like the division. The AFC East, which, you know, Miami is not unbeatable, and then the Jets and the Patriots are lost. All right, so you got an easier division, an easier road to the playoffs every year versus playing in AFC West, where you've got obviously Kansas City to deal with, and Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere. And then Denver all of a sudden might be pretty good. And who knows with the Raiders? I mean, they've been playing better under Antonio Pierce. And so I think the division is lighter. The quarterback is better, if not by much, but I'd say better. And then, Rob, I do think in Buffalo, as much as you might not want that weather, it is a distinct home field advantage.
It's worked, right? It's worked for them so well that they've never won a Super Bowl.
Well, right, not with them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a home.
No,
your
I
crowd
get it,
is
but I'm
raucous,
just saying, but it hasn't
obviously
worked for them.
Obviously, the weather, right. But in L.A. with the Chargers, Rob, first of all, they don't. It's almost like they don't even have home games.
No, I get that, Chris.
Right?
I've been in the game.
You've been there in the crowd.
I was there when they played the Lions. It sounded like I was in Detroit.
And that's the Lions. Really?
Yeah.
And that's the Lions. That's not like the Cowboys or
right. no, the
Steelers or some national team. And so those are the reasons, Rob, I would rather have the Bills job if it's open. Where are you at on these two?
No, I'm going to disagree with you. I would take the Chargers, and I'm going to tell you why. There's two reasons. I like Justin Herbert going forward more than I like Josh Allen, Chris, going forward. Mm. I think Josh Allen might have hit a ceiling, might have plateaued. I'm dead serious. Like, he'll be very good, but I think there's more to Justin Herbert that we haven't seen yet that's untapped. And that's what I think is part of it. I love the playmakers. Some of the guys that they have on the Chargers defense, they shouldn't be as bad as they are. They just feel like, to me, it feels like it's untapped. That with the right coach in the right situation, and I get the divisions, Chris, that's a great point. Tom Brady feasted on the AFC least his whole career, and that's the factor. When you got six wins before the season starts, it makes it pretty easy, you know what I mean, to go that way. So I understand that. That's fair. But I wouldn't be afraid of being in having to beat a Patrick Mahomes or whatever like that. You want to be on that level that you one day – you're not going to beat him every year, Chris, but that you could beat him like Joe Burrow did. You know what I mean? Winning the Kansas City and won an AFC championship game and stuff like that. Those are the moments you relish. So if Justin Herbert's going to be that guy, I just think the Chargers should be way better than they are. And I think part of it is coaching and – I would take Herbert over Allen. I would. Going forward, Chris, going forward.
Herbert's 25, Allen's 27. And this year, Rob, to be honest, both have been disappointing.
No doubt about it. I'm not even – because Justin Herbert, what's bothered me is the interceptions and turnovers, Chris. Like
you mean Allen?
No, Herbert too.
Both of them.
Herbert has ended two or three of their games have ended with him throwing a pick.
Right.
Like right, did it with the Cowboys and a couple other games.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Rob, we talked with Rob Woodson about the MVP race, and he said Lamar Jackson should finish in the top two or three, and right now he is third, I believe, in the odds. Rob G., can you read the odds to us?
Yeah, the odds kind of fluctuate depending where you're shopping. You can get better odds certain spots, but according to the NFL on Fox, their top five in order from 5 to 1. Number 5, plus 800, Tua Tagovailoa. Number 4 and number 3 are actually a tie, plus 600, Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott. Number 2, plus 350, Patrick Mahomes. And number 1, you guys touched on it, plus 150, the heavy favorite right now, Jalen Hurts.
Rob, you know I've been saying Jalen Hurts for a few weeks now. And look, I think it's close. I don't think anybody's running away with it. None of the quarterbacks, certainly. I mentioned Myles Garrett last hour, who was having a tremendous season for the Cleveland Browns, who are powered by their defense and have very little offense, especially with Deshaun Watson out. And they're in the playoff race right there. So I think he'd be in the hunt. But like you said, he hurt his shoulder in the game yesterday. We'll see. He might be out for a while, if not the rest of the season. And then you got T.J. Watt, who's also having a great defensive year and for another team that's led by their defense, the Steelers. And Rob, Tyreek Hill, he's cooled off a little bit, the wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, but he still is on pace to become the first 2,000-yard rusher in history. Now, he's only on pace to do it in 17 games, not in 16 games. So that changes.
Yeah,
Rob, did you say something?
Go ahead, Rob G.
Oh, just say you said rusher. He's a receiver. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Receiver. I'm sorry. But, yeah, so I don't think any of those guys, though, at this point will wrestle it away from a quarterback. So if it's going to be a quarterback award this year, then right now I do think Jalen should be first. I think a lot of the reasons that Rob Woodson brought up for Lamar Jackson, Rob, the leadership, the what he does as far as, you know, the run game, even if he's not running, the fact that the defense is on alert at all times because of his running ability, and that opens things up for others. I think the fact that Hurts makes big plays at the right times, whenever they need it, whether it's a big run or pass, and you saw both of those last night, he can get it done. And he's got better numbers than Lamar. 18 touchdowns passing to Lamar's 13.
But it could
11,
change.
11 I mean, rushing it could, touchdowns it could. To Lamar's 5. Oh, no, everything could change. I don't think it's locked up by anything.
No, I'm with you. I don't think it's locked up.
And Mahomes,
either.
I think, still has a good shot. Lamar, I think Dak has inserted, you know, we talked about that last week. I think he's inserting himself more in the race. He's got to beat some good teams. If they beat Philly and he continues to really play well, I think he's seriously
that would
alive.
Be a shocker if he won it. But I think
he's in the hunt, though. And again, in a year, nobody else. Tua, I'm not really feeling Tua that much. I think he's had a couple of really big games, and then he's had some mediocre games or nondescript games. And again, they're a team, Rob, that hasn't beaten anybody.
Right.
So I it's wide open, but at this moment, I would say Jalen.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. As much as I love what Lamar is doing, Chris, the stuff you pointed out, and we saw it yesterday.
Yep.
And coming off that game, it's hard to look any other way. I'm just sorry. I mean, that's the nature of it. And just like we just said, he could have a piss poor game next week, and Lamar could throw blow out somebody. I don't know who they're playing, but you know what I mean.
They got a bye next week,
the week after, and blow out somebody, and he throws four touchdowns and looks sensational. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they got the best record in the league, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, look at what Lamar's doing. Like, that's where it is, give or take a game.
Yep. But that's very close.
Yeah, but for right now, I would, if I had to vote today. I would. Jalen Hurts, I would. We know last year he was kind of on that path, right, Chris? And it didn't wind up not happening, but he was on that path. And then to come back and get this team back in the mix as far as the best record and winning all these close games and making plays at the end, that's what people look for.
Right.
If you're talking about somebody being an MVP and And that's what you need. And I'm going to give you some stuff on Jalen Hurts, Chris. He's now 16-1 in the past 17 regular season starts and 27-2 in the past 29 games. Probably the most impressive thing, Hurts has won 14 straight regular season games, Chris, against teams over 500.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's ridiculous. We talk about it all the time, don't we?
That's impressive.
That makes no sense.
Best. Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
That's Meshuggah.
No, I'm with you. And, you know, just making the big plays. And this is a year, like we said, no one's running away with it statistically. Certainly nobody on teams that, you know, your record has to be at a certain level. I think C.J. Stroud, Rob, the rookie in Houston, if they make the playoffs, I think he's got a legit shot. They got to make it, of course. But I think he will have a legit shot, too. I don't know about Purdy. You know, again, a lot of this is going to be decided as we, you know, move through these final 7 weeks. But his numbers are right there, as good as anybody's. He tops the league in passer rating.
But those couple of clunkers,
yeah, have but taken. I don't think there's nobody you can point to that hadn't had.
No, I'm not saying that. But you don't hear any buzz about.
No, Purdy. Not right now. Not right
that's
now.
I mean, last week.
I think he was tied for fifth with Dak, according to some.
But I'm saying because of that.
But yeah,
those clunkers.
He wasn't great. This past week on Thanksgiving. I mean, he was good, but he had one touchdown, one pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That's nothing.
So, he fell off a little. But, look, a lot of these teams, you know, are playing, you know, they got some tough games coming up. And I think, again, Mahomes is still in the hunt, Rob. They are, you know, right there with Baltimore at the top of the AFC. Everybody's talked about their lack of receivers. If they somehow get the number one seed and Mahomes has some big games down the stretch, they could win it. Or he could win it, I should say. But it's wide open. It would be nice, Rob, if this were a year where maybe a non-quarterback got it. But, again, kind of like the quarterback.
There's nobody, Chris. Who is it?
I mean, I like I said, Tyreek, I felt a lot stronger about him earlier in the year. You know, I was talking about him as the MVP.
Again, no buzz right now.
Nah, not right now. I mean, they haven't beaten, you know, really any good teams. I might be missing one, but most of the teams they've beaten have been bad. They've lost, and at times lost badly to some of the top teams. And they've had games where he's not really been much of a factor. And so Kansas City really took him out of the game. And so I don't see any. McCaffrey is leading the league in rushing, but, you know, it's not like he's going to rush for 2,000 yards.
It's not going to be something that we've never seen, like just a really good season.
Close.
Right. So
yeah,
so.
Not even close. So, yeah, it'll probably be a quarterback. And I think, Rob, in a year like this, you'll look at wins. And right now they're 10-1. If they keep beating these top teams, I mean, Mike, if they Rob, and again, for them to win out, would be it would be incredible for them to win out if they were to go like 16-1 or even 15-2. But if that happens, And again, nobody on the top team kind of runs away, you know, with things statistically, it's going to be hard to deny Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Because they're beating good teams. They're not just beating.
We just gave you the record.
Yep. And Rob, here's their schedule the rest of the way. They got the Niners next week, the Cowboys after that, the Seahawks after that.
They could be real desperate at that point.
So their next three, if they win their next three, Rob, then they got some cupcakes.
Now, if they lose their next three, that'll
affect it too.
Yep.
But if they win those next three, then he may wrap it up, assuming they don't wet the bed down the stretch against the Giants. They got the Giants twice, Rob, and the Cardinals, their last three games. So this is a big stretch, but look, they've beaten the Cowboys, Chiefs, and Bills over these last 3 weeks, Rob. And then 5 weeks ago, they beat Miami. So, yeah, he's beating up good teams. Dak, I think the main thing against him, Rob, is that I think he should be in the conversation, but they got to beat somebody with a winning record. Right. Now, look, I'll give them credit because we talk about this, Rob. When they play bad teams,
they beat them up.
What you're supposed to do. Yeah, they don't. And Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore at times, they'll let bad teams hang around, right? And it'll be a good game, a close game. Not with the Cowboys. So that is impressive. People think I mock it, and I do to some degree, but it is, in truth, it's impressive the way they beat up these teams. But if you go and play the good teams and don't win, it takes some of the steam out of it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.